You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yeah, well, I love you, too. Oh, aren't we all getting mushy? I got to tell you, though, you know, you got to definitely show some love to our veterans. Any of you that have served this fine country or are a family of a veteran that has served, you are all heroes, and thank you so much for your sacrifice. God bless you all. If you all see a veteran, give him a kiss. If you see, you know, a handsome Marine or pilot in the Air Force, just, you know, go up to those burly shoulders and give him a big juicy hug against their masculine chest. And, you know, even the World War II vets I find sexy. Honestly, when I give talks to you know, many of the veteran groups, you know, here in town, and you know, they're 80 years old and they're all dressed up in their uniform. Row. But you know, speaking of row, I finally saw Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots, yay! It was good. I mean, not the most realistic flick. You know, it's a spinoff, of course, of the Shrek movie, where Antonio Banderas was the cat. Of course, the Felis domesticus animal isn't really supposed to be walking around upright, and definitely should not be walking around upright in boots. I had a really difficult time sitting through that movie because I'm just worried about, you know, his Achilles tendons. I thought those boots put too much strain. I was relieved when the boots were off for part of the movie, but it was a very, very difficult movie for me as a physician to watch. But still cute nonetheless. My cat looks like Puss in Boots. My cat, Shake, you know, of course, seen Botas. He doesn't, you know, wear the boots and isn't as sexy, although the girl kitty cats that we have just love them. There's something about a tabby cat with a Spanish accent that just turns female felines on. But good flick. I really want to see Jack and Jill. You know, Jack and Jill went up the hill. It's supposed to be like an Adam Sandler movie about two fraternal twins, right? Again, I don't know if they're going to show the conception and the zygote splitting. Well, actually, the zygote, when it's split, they're fraternal twins because one's a boy, one's a girl. But I always kind of look at the medical aspect of these movies. Again, not the most realistic, but maybe Jack and Jill would have a little bit more realism than Puss and Boots. All right. Oh, my gosh. We got a lot to talk about, a lot of cool stuff. We're going to talk about how if you have some facial flaws, it may cost you the job. You may not be able to get the job you want. If you have scars, flaws, blemishes on your face. I got a big honking nose. I think that cost me a lot of jobs. Boobies helped, but they're saying the employers will look at the face. So we need to talk about that. Also, a lot of issues going on across the pond with their hospitals and access. Apparently, some of the hospitals are going to have to close down their A&E department, accident and emergency department. Many people are abusing them, you know, coming in for fake nails. You also have not enough staff. There's not enough doctors or nurses to staff these. And, you know, I talk a lot about what's going on in England across the pond because with the way healthcare is going, we may be mimicking them. You know, people are always like, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you're talking about lack of access. You're talking about doctors quitting. Come on, you're just saying that because you don't like the Obama administration. I'm not just saying that. I'm not pulling that out of my sigmoid, people. I mean, take a look at what's been happening in other countries that have socialized medicine, all right? Emergency rooms are getting closed down. If there's no staff, there's nowhere to go. If there's abuse of the system and there's not enough money of the system, there's going to be no access. I'm not making this stuff up. I wish I were. All right. But so as you can see, it's a very, very stimulating show. Also some cool stuff. They may be able to test diabetes now by your tears instead of by your blood. So blood, you know, sweat and tears, semen, no. But at least tears now they'll be able to check. So pretty exciting stuff. And for those of us that really, really love grapefruit and want to eat grapefruit, but we can't because of our medicines, they have designed a grapefruit that should not interact with your heart medications and cholesterol medications. So isn't this just so stimulating, but I got to tell you what is the most stimulating are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. You can do whatever the heck you want. Follow me on Facebook. I put a lot of posts on Facebook. Really quickly, the seven wonders of the world now are being voted on, and it looks like they've pretty much come up with it. The preliminary vote is in. Okay? So I guess every year, I thought the seven wonders of the world was lifelong. But no, it looks like this is something where they do every year. So the Amazon rainforest is there. Vietnam's Halong Bay. Argentina's Iguazu Falls. Yeah, how do you like my pronunciation of that one? South Korea's Jeju Island. Indonesia's Komodo Island. The Philippines' Puerto Princesa. Underground River. South Africa's Table Mountain. Oh, and they're saying the eighth wonder of the world? The Dr. Dahlia Show. No? Come on, really? My show can't be the eighth wonder of the world? I think it is. I think it is. All right, let's see. Let's go here. What's going on with facial flaws? All right, here we go. All right, birthmarks, scars, and other facial blemishes make it harder for people to land a job. What were they just saying in the news? 17.8% of people... Oh, I guess I wasn't listening to the news. I don't know. That's a pretty interesting statistic. I need to see where it matches. 17.8% had to do with unemployment. I'll figure it out. But anyway, are we at 17? No, that doesn't make sense. We're at 9% unemployment. I got to figure that one out. I'll figure it out when we get back. All right. But facial flaws costing you a job. Apparently, this was research done at Rice University. And they found that also University of Houston gets credit for this. They say interviewers can be distracted by unusual facial features and recall less information about job candidates. It's true. We've talked about the psychology of a job interview. We even talked about studies where women wearing glasses versus women not wearing glasses. Women who wore glasses got the job. Brunettes got the job over blondes. Of course, it depends on the job you're trying to get. But absolutely, the psychology behind this is extremely important. I worked in a job where the employer had absolutely no qualms about being vocal about hiring best-looking people. He said, you know, when you guys hire, you have to hire. Now, luckily, I was only a secretary to the human resources department, so I wasn't a part of it. But it's very true. So we need to talk about what to do to make yourself look better, plus all the medical news and your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Of course, your email is at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You know, the one workplace discrimination that I don't think will ever be put to rest is discrimination against looks. I've seen it all the time. People get hired, because they look better than the average person, or they get fired when their looks start to go. I mean, there's sex discrimination, there's age discrimination, there's all different types of discrimination, yet it's very hard to prove that you were not chosen for the job because of your looks. And so the study's kind of interesting. Now, they found people with facial flaws cause some sort of a distraction when the employer's looking at them, and employers are less likely to pick you if you have facial flaws. Now that I'm in my 40s, I am a little bit more concerned that if I was in the workplace trying to find a job, I wouldn't get chosen. The only reason why I got a job in radio is because it's radio. You all don't have to look at me. Now, I was approached recently to do some television. They haven't done any video interviews yet. Trust me, I am scrambling to figure out how I'm going to do my makeup. I use Lisa Robinson. She's amazing for makeup, has done amazing things. I mean, what she could do with my nose. I don't know. I got such a beak of a nose, and I got my mouth, and I got my chipped teeth. And, you know, I've tried to dye my teeth. I tried that Zoom, and it made me nervous. I did the Zoom bleaching for the teeth. I didn't like it. I know there's supposedly no risk factors, but I just felt like I was getting fried, and I'm just so anti-radiation. I don't know if I could do that again. So maybe I'll take some white out or something, put on my teeth. But I got a lot to do if I want to compete with younger folk out there, if looks are going to be an issue. I mean, if let's say you have a scar and, you know, you can't claim it's from military or, you know, or it was, you know, a knife fight or something. You know, I suppose you could go to the interview with a Band-Aid. You know, I suppose you could kind of let your bangs comb over to the side. You see, in the 80s, there were all these cool haircuts, right? Guys could, you know, you had one side of your bangs flipped up a little bit, and then you had the other bangs going down, a little flock of seagulls thing going on there. So, you know, that can hide certain things. If you have lower facial issues, I'm sure you could get facial hair. But they've also had studies saying, you know, men with facial hair don't seem to get hired as well. Women with facial hair, a lot of discrimination. So, you know, most importantly is you want to look your best, but you also want to feel your best. If you think you're going to be chosen or not chosen because of looks, that's, I don't think, the healthiest job to be in. Okay? Like me, I would not apply for a job at Hooters. I wouldn't. You know, I mean, true, I probably would qualify cup size, but I don't think the rest of me would qualify. So I would not go for a job. Now, being stuck in a lab with a bunch of rats where nobody saw me, that job I could probably get. That I would probably be a lot more comfortable with, all right? So that's my advice. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I didn't realize, I mean, I know people slip things into drinks all the time. I know this, right? I didn't realize that 15,000 men and women, just America alone, end up in the emergency room after being drugged. This isn't, you know, you're taking drugs on purpose. This is somebody slipping something into your drink. 15,000 people, that happened in 2009? Really? Really? I mean, crazy. And they said 3/4 of these are usually over age 21. So it's not even the kids. I mean, this is crazy. You know, date rape drugs, of course, sexual assault comes with it. Just absolutely crazy stuff. And we've been talking a lot about how I think many individuals out there in society are completely sick. Did you guys hear about that boy, that teenager, senior in high school, had this most horrible Facebook scam? I got to talk about it really quickly. I don't have the source in front of me. But I think he lives 15 miles from Milwaukee. Outside of Milwaukee in a suburb. And he's a high school senior, now 18 years old. Good, so he could be tried as an adult. Oh, this kid better get the book thrown at him. What he did is he dressed up as a girl named Kaylee. And he goes on Facebook as this girl. I don't know how he made himself attractive enough to be able to woo all these guys in his class, but he got multiple male classmates to send nude pictures to this character, Kaylee. Then the character Kaylee turns around and goes, "Ha, I got all these naked pictures of you. Now I'm going to blackmail you. And one of the things I'm going to require you do is to meet my male buddy and have sexual relations with him." Then these poor boys were blackmailed into this by this guy who dressed up as a Kaylee, and this all happened on Facebook. And you know, sometimes I just wonder, first of all, how could these sick individuals make it to age 18 without their parents, you know, not realizing they were perverted or sick or pedophiles or whatnot? I mean, I don't know how they even make it that far. But then number two, why are our children that naive to send naked pictures to themselves? I mean, boys, if any of you are teenagers, all right, let me just give you this one warning. If a pretty girl or a transvestite picture, I guess, comes across your Facebook, do not send naked pictures of yourself to them. Do you really think someone is going to fall in love with you because you showed them a naked picture of yourself? Do you think they're going to sleep with you? Is that the kind of girl you want? It doesn't make sense. And parents, I strongly urge you, all right, if your kid has a Facebook account, get their password and go on their Facebook, all right? I know in the older days we had diaries and we weren't supposed to show our parents our diaries. Bullheck, my mom looked at everything I wrote, so I never really kept a diary because I didn't want her to, you know, her to see me, you know, complain about her. Oh, my mom is so mean to people. You know, I just didn't even put it in writing. But, you know, Facebook, you know, parents are like, oh, we should let our kids have their privacy. Facebook isn't private, parents. The whole purpose of Facebook is for you to blast everything you're doing. If you have a bowel movement, if you had a bad period, if you got a bad grade on the test. All right? There's not a lot of privacy issues when it comes to Facebook, because the whole purpose of Facebooking is to let the whole world know what you're doing. Or your friends in that group, and then hopefully your friends will tell other friends. I know. So then, why not? And if your child won't let you be a Facebook friend, you need to go on and take a look and search what kind of messages he's getting, who's sending him photos or her. This is scary stuff, people. Very, very scary stuff. I mean, your kids being blackmailed into having sexual favors with another guy? I mean, just horrifying. Now, many of us are going through our school student-teacher conferences, right? Is it student-teacher conferences this week or last week? All right, I got through mine unscathed, you know. I mean, I was really expecting the teachers to throw the book at me, you know. I kind of had a tack in my shoe so I wouldn't giggle, you know, when I heard some of the things that the kids do. But, you know, I didn't realize how easy our American students have it. You know what South Korea is going through right now? This Korean SAT. Do you know how difficult this SAT is? And this SAT, apparently these kids' whole lives and later maternal or marital choices and so much rides on this SAT. And these kids study and study and study for hours. Parents actually give them, from what I understand, like sticky rice so that the knowledge sticks. I mean, this is a whole... In fact, I even think the stock market in South Korea starts a day later because of this SAT. And I think parents pray. They're at the churches while the kids are studying. Now, in South Korea, 80%, from what I understand, of Korean high school students go on to further education. So they go on to college. And there's apparently three major universities, Seoul National, Korea, and Yonsei Universities. I guess they're called the Sky Trinity. And it is most children's hopes to get into one of these colleges. So these kids are just put under so much pressure. Now, there have been suicide cases. I mean, I think I heard a number of like about 150. I mean, 1 year. I mean, that's crazy stuff. But I mean, you know, you look at what's going on in other countries, and then you see what's going on here. I mean, I have to fight every day to get my kids to do their homework, right? You know, and then of course the big subject matter of this week's conferences with my children is, you know, they aren't organizing themselves. They need to take their tests. They need to, you know, study more for their tests. I studied. I sat down and studied. I wouldn't eat. In fact, my mom would bring me dinner, and I would eat while studying. Now, I mean, what are kids doing? They're Facebooking. Call of Duty came out. Oh, that was the biggest mistake. We bought the next Call of Duty. Big mistake. All right, I haven't seen my kids all week. Yes, it's been nice. It's been quiet. I got some sleep. But are they doing their homework? Probably not. Yeah, what are they doing in South Korea? It's SAT time. So I think we really have a problem with our youth and what they're spending time doing. And honestly, guys, know what your kids are tweeting or Facebooking. I don't care about privacy at this point. This is scary stuff. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You may want to shed a tear for diabetes. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
To do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. You know, for those of you that ever want to hear more of Dr. Dahlia, right? Okay, your buttons for punishment, guns for punishment. You can listen to me live all week long. Week long, 6 to 9 Pacific time, p.m., on GCNLive.com through Genesis Communications Network. You can go to my website for times, various stations, XM, WOMI, WSRT, multiple stations that are out there and affiliates that we have on what you can listen to my show streaming live. Love to hear you. Love to have those medical questions come on in because I know sometimes there's just not enough Dr. Dahlia. I know. All right. We got Sheen on the line. Sheen, how's it going?
Oh, hi, Dr. Dolly. Pretty good.
Good.
I have a question. I feel my chest pain comes and goes. Now I found my thumbnails first, like you know that like coffee stain on my both thumbnails. Now I have white nails on my thumbs.
White nails.
What is that? Yeah, I researched it. You know, internet is something social with hepatitis.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I don't know much about hepatitis changing the colors of nails. However, chronic hepatitis could cause multiple issues. You could have body aches. You could get tingling. You could get changes of your color, abdominal issues. You know, I do like the idea of you getting a blood test, having hepatitis put on there. I'd also like to recommend that you get your thyroid checked, some of your vitamins as well, including B12. Are you getting tingling? Your fingers?
I don't. You know what? I never happened in my life. This first time, and I was kind of, you know, like, I have no idea. I just like come out of blue sky. You know that? No, I'm perfectly healthy. This first time, I found my nail different color because I look at my nail all the time. So
nails are white. You're saying?
Only my both thumbnails.
Both thumbnails.
And they're not total white. They are partial white. And the partial is the half is like coffee stain, like brownish.
Okay. All right. You know, I mean, that could also be a fungus too. You know, I mean, I remember getting these big white things under my nail, and my mom would have to soak the nail in Epsom salt, and it wouldn't be fungus. It would be like an infection. But the fact that you have it on both of them, you know, makes me think more fungus rather than like a bacterial infection. So my recommendation is have your doctor take a peek. All right. I mean, I doubt it's hepatitis, but I don't think it's a bad idea for anybody to get their hepatitis checked. And keep me posted. Call me back or email me on my website so I know what happened, Sheen, okay?
Okay, thanks very much. Bye now.
God bless you, sweetheart. All right. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. You know, interesting research has come out saying they could possibly test tears for diabetes rather than us poking our fingers hour after hour, day after day. I love that idea. They found that tears do correlate with blood sugar levels. And it's very easy to get some tears. Now, I know some of you, you know, manly men out there are going, Dr. Dahlia, don't cry. Real men don't make tears. Well, you may want to, all right? Because I know many of you real men, you aren't poking your finger when I'm telling you to check your sugar. So man up, and you can test your tears. Now, here's the only thing, all right? This is still going to be a while away for them to come up with these sensors because let's say you need your blood sugar under 100, okay, and you test your blood sugar and it's 140. Right, your tears are not going to also be at the level of 140. Your tears are going to have a much different reference range. So they're going to have to figure out how much off the tears are to blood sugar levels, and then what they do is they come up with a new range. You know how for diabetes we really want your sugars really tight between 70 and 100, not 7. Whew. Yeah, I mean, if we need to make money in the medical field, need you all to come in, yeah, 7. But 70 to 100 is the ideal range where we want to. You know, so that if you're 140, if you're 160, 200, we know what to do. We can titrate your medicines or titrate your insulin, etc. So this range can be changed. I mean, we can make the range compatible with tears. The only thing is keep in mind, a lot of us ladies, we, you know, have a lot of eye makeup and we have mascara. Oh, mascara is nasty. In medical school, they showed us an electron microscopy image of mascara sediments, and it's very bristly. It looks like a sea urchin. I mean, very, very bristly and porcupine-y. I don't know how women don't have corneal abrasions all the time using mascara, but on a micro level, yeah. But you wonder if that's going to also mess up some of these numbers. So my recommendations to you all would be to, you know, just kind of wait and see. All right. I mean, in the meantime, though, you know, try not to get diabetes. That's probably the best, you know, but imagine just kind of, and it's not that you're going to have to cry, you know, or invite your mother-in-law over, you know. Now, you know, what, do this. I'm sorry. I love my mother-in-law. Great lady. I got to be careful. Hubby. You know, my husband actually sometimes listens to my show. No, I know. I know. He pretends like he doesn't, you know, but I think he does. I got to be careful. I got to be careful. All right. Try not to get diabetes in the first place if you can. All right. So more good news for those of us us that like our grapefruits and really like our greyhounds, scientists have created a hybrid grapefruit safe for heart patients. This is scientists at the University of Florida. Of course, they always do citrusy stuff down there. Have created a hybrid grapefruit that has the same taste as grapefruit, but without the... Oh, boy, this is a tough one. All right, hold on. Let me hold on to my chair. Furanocoumarin, okay? Spell that in a spelling bee. Furanocoumarin compound that is fairly unsafe, kind of messes with your serum concentration levels of your medications when you have blood pressure and heart medications. We reviewed this in depth. We went through a lot of depth yesterday on the show with which foods you need to avoid with grapefruit. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, yeah, diet is just a cholesterol medicine, no big whoop. Some of you pop an Ambien for sleep, Zolipidem for sleep, not supposed to drink grapefruit with that. Estrogens and progesterone, they can interact with your estrogen, progesterone, birth control. Alright, diazepam, Valium, Xanax, not supposed to have a grapefruit. Some of your calcium channel blockers, your blood pressure medicine like diltiazem, not supposed to mix with grapefruit. So this could be pretty cool because a lot of us really like our greyhounds. So you aren't supposed to, what is that? Greyhound is grapefruit and vodka? Not good. Your grapefruit in the morning, very healthy. Also, remember the grapefruit diet in the 80s? The grapefruit of the diet in the 80s was phenomenal. You really lose weight. I love the grapefruit diet. Huge fan. Huge fan. So if they could do this and you all can enjoy your grapefruit, I think it's wonderful. All right? Aren't you getting such really, really good stuff here? All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Would I eat a hybrid fruit? Probably not. What does that mean, a hybrid? You got to, like, plug it in for electricity? A hybrid fruit? I get very nervous when somebody messes with nature, you know? I don't like grapefruit, so no, I'm probably not. And I don't take cholesterol medicine, so I'm in the clear. But for those of you that are really hooked onto grapefruit, maybe this will help. You know, I like strawberries. I like grapes. Grapefruit leaves a taste in your mouth, and then you can't enjoy other food. All right, now this is very, very interesting news, all right? Pediatric group wants all children to get cholesterol tests. Whether you have high cholesterol in the family, whether you think about cholesterol, whether you have obesity, they don't care. All children now should be screened for cholesterol between 9 and 11. If your child ends up being 11 years old, hasn't gotten tested for cholesterol, your doctor's going to shake his head and look at you like they're very disappointed. This comes from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They want cholesterol checked twice now for every kid, age 9 to 11, and then another one between 17 and 21. Remember we talked about how they wanted us to test all kids between 2 and 10? Yeah, try taking your 2-year-old to the phlebotomist and having them poke them, right? But now they're saying do it before age 11 and do it while they're in their late teens, early adulthood. I think it's a good idea because most of us don't go to the doctor until we're 40 and then we're like, huh? We have high cholesterol. We're going to talk more about this when we come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, yes, I am a babe. Dahlia Show. This is radio. I can say whatever I want, right? I can act like I'm only 105 pounds, blonde, blue eyes. You can't see me. I know you're staring at your radios right now. Yeah, I look like your radio. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. You know, for those of you that want to know what I do talk about when you don't get to listen to me, just look at my archive shows on GCNLive.com. GCNLive, L-I-V-E, .com. Yes, I failed spelling bees as a child. And, you know, we talked about a lot of things. Remember with the Republican debate, Governor Perry had a brain fart. So we discussed what is the medical implications of a brain fart, what happens surrounding that. When you look at brain activity, that was kind of interesting. We talked about lie detector tests when Herman Cain had offered to take a lie detector test with the sexual harassment allegations. So we talked about how those work and the history of lie detector tests. Cool stuff. We also talked about fingerprinting and some forensic science. Just really cool topics, you know. In fact, I think that's all I want to do for the next couple of days, just listen to old shows, right? You know, pretty good stuff. So for those of you that want to hear some of the other things we talked about, all my shows are on GCNLive.com. If you can't find GCNLive.com, then go to my website, go to Shows and Clips, and I will link you to those. See, pretty simple. We make it easy for you. I've been watching what's been going on with Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Atlanta and Occupy Oakland. I'm still a little confused about what the mission statement is. I believe a veteran, a 35-year-old, shot himself during Occupy Vermont. There was a death close to Occupy Oakland, if I remember. They're saying it had nothing to do with Occupy Oakland, but there was a death nearby that they are investigating. Also, now there's a tuberculosis scare at Occupy Atlanta. Apparently, police had to shuttle protesters from a park into a shelter. The shelter turned up positive for tuberculosis. Two people now within that shelter positive for tuberculosis. They aren't telling us yet if those are actual protesters or inhabitants of the shelter, but at least 100 people have inhabited this shelter of the Occupy Atlanta protest. Now they need to be screened and checked. I'm a little confused. I mean, I am all for free speech. I am all for passionate demonstrations. I think that's what America is all about. And, you know, we have the gift, thank God, and we're blessed to be able to have that right to demonstrate and to passionately express what we want to freely. But what I don't get is, why are people dying? Why is there tuberculosis? Why are people killing themselves? If just somebody could kind of clue me in on what exactly the mission statement is. What is everybody trying to accomplish, right? Because I think now's the time to start moving a little more forward. Okay, I'm not sure what your mission statement is. I'm not sure what the whole purpose is. I don't know. There's also been reports of STDs being spread in these tents. So if we got tuberculosis flying around, herpes, gonorrhea, people shooting themselves, people getting shot, I think it's about time that whoever's organizing this kind of figures it out. Just figure out what you all want. I mean, you're running around yelling and screaming. Okay, that's nice. But now let's be a little bit constructive because, you know, we have some major issues. We have high unemployment. We have many people without insurance. And if, you know, you want Wall Street to just kind of close up and fire everybody, well, then fine. Just say that. All right, and let's move on. It's not going to happen because I don't think anybody on Wall Street wants to add to the unemployment. And I don't think anybody's going to internally combust or blow up their building just because protesters are out there. But it's starting to get a little violent, starting to get a little dangerous, starting to get a little deadly. All right? And for the love of the Lord, do not compare any of these Occupy movements to Tea Party, because I do not recall any STDs or tuberculosis sputum flinging around any Tea Party protest, and I sure as hell don't recall anybody dying. All right, so let's move forward. What happened politically this week? Well, the appeals court in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia dismissed a Christian Legals Group, I think it was led by Pat Robertson, that the health care law's requirement that all Americans have health insurance is unconstitutional. Pat Robertson's group also said, Robertson's group also had said it violates religious freedom because there could be people that do not want to get health insurance. They want to entrust God with their health care. Well, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia dismissed it in a 2-1 opinion. And, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court will have the final say. And I know, you know, a lot of people are sitting here twiddling their thumbs, you know, hoping Obamacare gets overturned. I'd like everybody to kind of come up with a plan B. All right. I'm not really sure what's going to go on. All right. And I'm not sure if the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn it. So I hope everybody has a plan, you know, whether it's coming up with our own insurance exchange. I mean, I can't stand the fact that we're hoping that the government fixes our problems. I think we've proven that we can't. I think we've proven that we have to, from the private sector, stand up and do something ourselves. I'm not going to put my health and my life in the hands of the government. No, I don't want to do that. We're already seeing what's happening in England across the pond. Now, reports have said that one of the major hospitals, Stafford Hospital, it's going to affect 300,000 7 patients is going to have to close down at night their A&E, which is accident and emergency room. Apparently, Chief Executive Lynn Hill Tout said there was a national shortage of A&E consultants. Okay, as well as adverse publicity. Apparently, there have been many doctor vacancies. There have also been reports of many patient errors as well as deaths. So right now, they're going to be looking into this. Apparently, the NHS Trust is now making contingency plans to cope with more patients. You see, many of you have no idea what's going on. I know a lot of you for Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act says, well, look, you know, Canada's fine. England's fine. I'm not getting that. You know, and trust me, I read and research all the time, and I don't look at right-wing sources. None of these sources, right, are right-wing. I mean, this is BBC, this is CNN. I'm trying to get the news from both sides. And the truth of the matter is there's not enough physicians, not enough healthcare staff. I mean, now emergency rooms are closing. Is that what we want in America? We need to figure this out. And we've talked about where healthcare is going. There's probably going to be two levels. Okay. One is going to be the Medicaid or public option level that will guarantee healthcare to everybody. We will have to move towards that. You can't promise healthcare to everybody and then not. You can't claim you're the best country in the world, right? And hopefully one of the healthiest countries in the world and have 48 million Americans not covered. All right. We're going to have to cover everybody. But it's not going to be fancy schmancy, all right? It's not going to have all the stem cell therapies and the fancy schmancy transplants and the repeated liver transplants and liver treatments. No, it's going to probably be a bare bottom, bare minimum skeleton type of program. I know Kathleen Sebelius is right now working on a health insurance plan that hopefully is pretty fancy schmancy. I don't know how they're going to do it for under $2,000 a month, to be honest. I mean, there's no way. There's no way. So if you want to have everybody, all Americans covered, right, there's going to be a very, very inexpensive, probably penicillin. There may be, you know, a couple cholesterol medications on there. There's probably going to be a limitation of how many doctor visits. And, of course, there's going to be a scarcity of medical providers. Already we're having a heck of a time trying to keep our doctors staffing clinics that take Medicaid. Right? I mean, doctors are already poo-pooing Medicaid and Medicare and going more into private insurance. So our nurse practitioners and physician assistants will probably save the day. But that's what I foresee. I foresee we are going to have a medical system such as that. But then people that don't want the bare bones, you know, people that do want the liver transplants and the kidney transplants and the face transplants and the stem cell therapies and the, breast cancer treatment, etc., the fancy schmancy kind, they're going to probably have to purchase a very expensive insurance plan. So there's going to be this two-tier, and this insurance plan is going to be a lot more expensive than it is now. And I'm really, really nervous. I don't like the way healthcare is going. I don't think this was planned right. I don't think there was any planning to this. I think they threw out a bill, and now we have to all pick up the pieces. So don't just sit there and twiddle your fingers and hope the Supreme Court saves the day. All right? Start coming up with some plan, and I don't know what that means. Hiding money under your pillow, who knows? All right, guys, great show. Keep your questions coming, even if I'm off air, at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe, and please hug and kiss a veteran and their family for me. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.